finish up tomorrow. But let's start off with the Devar Avraham and the Achiezer, the rest of the Achiezer. The Achiezer, Chaim Reiser, was trying to be melamed some kind of zchus on the Geirus in the case of the Niton, where they had a civil marriage and then she was Megayer, and how to be melamed zchus that the Geirus will work and that possibly even you could do it lechatchila, even though it was obviously l'shem yishus, and also it was the gzeira of Nitan. So Chaim Reiser starts off the tshuva saying that b'di'evet the geirus is going to be a geirus because of because b'di'evet kulam geirim, we paskin like the chachomim, b'di'evet kulam geirim, even a geirus l'shem yishus. The Rambam paskins that way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. And the reason why it's b'di'evet kulam geirim is based on the Ritva Svar Chazoka Agav Unsayu Gamrei Umekablei. Because of that Chazoka, that in order to attain that particular goal, they're going to be Mekabel, the Ger is going to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Therefore, there really is there's a real Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, even though it's not L'Shem Shomayim. But still, the Ger is going to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. That's the Svara, the basic Svara that the Ritva gives, why B'di'evet Kulam Geirim. Right? And therefore, the Geirus, L'Shem Yishus, is going to be a good Geirus B'di'evet. But Chaim Reiser goes on to say, he tries to be Melamed Zchus, maybe the Beis Din can even do such a Geirus L'chatchila. I'm going to hold off on that for a moment. The Dvar Avraham is choylek on Reb Chaim Reiser on this point as well. Dvar Avraham says, although the Ritva says b'di'evet kulam geirim because of the chazoka of agav unsei gomar v'kibel, right? So, but that doesn't necessarily apply bizman hazeh. That would apply, the Dvar Avraham says, when it's a situation where the only way to marry this woman would be if you're Megayir and you're Mekabel Mitzvahs. You cannot attain your goal any other way than being Megayir and being Mekabel Mitzvahs. Both are based on the woman, based on the community. Then we say there's a Chazoka of Agav Unsayo Gomer and Mekabel. If, however, it's a situation where the generations have changed, and now the woman, the sviva, the environment, the community is not going to be so makbid on that, right? And therefore you'll be able to attain your goal of marrying her, even if you truly are not mikabel mitzvahs. So he says, you know, the chazok is gone. There's no longer such a numdana. The last few lines in the Dvar Avraham, he says then that yodua. Yadua lo shim lo yisnai biyadus v'lo yedatek bedinim lo tove ha'isha lo dorimo v'atsviva yehudis lo tikaltuvu. Right, they won't absorb him. They won't accept him into the community, and she wouldn't want to live with him. V'lo yuchal lahatzik es mavoyu ela yedei kabolas ola yadus v'yisnagus b'kashrus agav oynes ze gomer mekabel. Because of that oynes, if that's the only way of attaining the goal, so then he's going to be Megayer Mekabel Mitzvahs. V'zeho yeshayach rach bizmanehem b'yomim mikedem dachzurei dorei ma she'en kein achshav shegam isha zu v'gam chela godol me'atzviva eino noyagim b'yadus. The woman herself, mistami, is not keeping mitzvahs, and the whole community is not many. There are many parts of the community that are not keeping mitzvahs. Gamacha geris lo yehe onus klal mishum tzad l'kayim mitzvahs ha-toyra lo sheikh lo ima agavun se gomer mekabel kem devlav hochi nami yasig mavoyo. That's the svar of the Ritva. Chazoko agav unse. He's an oynes. He has to be mekabel mitzvahs, because otherwise it's not going to work what he wants, what he wants to attain. But if he could attain that goal without being mekabel mitzvahs, so then we say there's no longer an umdana that he really truly is mekabel mitzvahs, because even though he's forced into it, but who says that he really is being mekabel mitzvahs? So he says that svara doesn't apply today, and therefore b'di'evet, it's not going to be a gerus. Right? It's not going to be a gerus. That's number one. Number two, he says, let's not delude ourselves. In most of these cases, when the gerus is l'shem issues, there really is no kabbalas mitzvahs. There's no kabbalas mitzvahs, and we know that there's an umdana demuchoch that they're not going to be mekabel mitzvahs. And therefore, whatever they say and whatever they think is not going to be valid, because we have an umdana demuchoch that they won't be mekabel mitzvahs. So the Dvar Avram is chaylik on the premise of Reb Chaim Moizeh. The Reb Chaim Moizeh wanted to be melamed zchus on the gerus l'shem yishus that shevichal b'di'eved. And he says the Sora of the Ritva might not apply. Of course, it's l'fi ra'os einei hadayonim. Right? He's saying in general that you have to keep this in mind. Take this into consideration, that the whole svara of the Ritva might not apply. But it's up to the Beis Din, a reliable, trustworthy Beis Din, to make that determination. But they have to make the determination in terms of whether the chazaka applies, and number two, whether there's a numda namuchav that they're not going to keep mitzvahs.
About the first thing that the Dvar Avraham is announcing, besides for the lack of kabbalas mitzvahs, but about the first thing that he says with the fact that it's not Agavun saying. So Reb Chaim Moizeh already has Chavasa Vitilo, he already answers up for, if you're gonna say according to that side, that the non mekabel mitzvahs, because no one's gonna force them, so then it's not L'shem Yishus, it's L'shem Shemayim. Because if no one's forcing them, so they're not doing L'shem Yishus, they're married anyways. Reb Chaim Moizeh makes that point, so Dvar Avraham, I mean, he saw the rest of the Tshuva too, he should make note of that.
Okay, but it's not really L'shem Shemayim. I mean,
right, but it's not L'shem really. Yishus.
Yeah. Okay, I have to think about that. This is what the Dvar Avraham says. Reb Chaim Moizeh, however, goes on to say even more than that. Reb Chaim Moizeh wants to say that la halacha, in this case, in the case of Nitun, so a Beis Din really should not be mekabel l'chatchila. Right? Because even if it's b'di'evet kulam gerim l'shem yishus, but l'chatchila they're not supposed to be mekabel a gerus l'shem yishus, and especially in the case where she's a niton, right, where she's also to live with her. And there were those who claim, but if Beis Din won't be megaya them, so they'll go to reform Beis Din, right, and they'll have a reform conversion, which is nothing. Reform conversion is nothing. Here Reb Chaim Moizeh states why a reform conversion is nothing. What's the reason that he says? What are the reasons? Not just one reason. Why is it nothing?
Beis Din is possible.
And? There's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs, right? The two basic things. Beis Din is possible, right? They're Rishoyim. And and there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So if there's a concern that they might go to a Beis Din, to a reform court, and be Megaya, so maybe the Beis Din should be Megaya them, so that it should be a valid Gerus, at least b'di'evet. So Chaim Moizeh says that no, that's not a justification for being over this Issa d'Rabbanan of Himekablim L'shem Ishus. Because we say, we don't say Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chavercha. We don't say that the Beis Din should be over an Issa d'Rabbanan, even though it's an Issa Kal, in order to prevent them from being over an Issa d'Raisa. Because after all, if she's not Megayer and he's living with her, they're over an Issa d'Raisa. That's the din of Boyal Aramis Befarhesius Kanoim Pogimbo. That's an Issa d'Raisa. And the Reb Chaim Moizeh says, no, we're not going to say Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chavercha, because actually, even though if she would remain a Goya, it would be an Issa d'Oraisa, but if they're Megayah, the assumption is that she's not going to keep mitzvahs, right? She won't keep. So she won't keep that taras hamishbacha. She won't keep nida. So he'll be boil a nida. So that's also a chiyuv karis, right? So you're not really gaining anything, right? You want to tell the bezdin be megayeha so that b'di'evit she's a ger and be over an issa derabon of the ein mekablim l'shem yishus in order to protect to save him from an issa deraisa from a chiyuv karis of boyel aramis. So Chaim Meisa says they're not saving him from an issa karis because she's going to be over and they're going to be over an issa of Tashrish with a nido, which is also an Issa Koris. Furthermore, we don't say anyway, Chatei Bishil Shiyiske Chavecha. You have to see the Gemara, the Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Gimel, what are the guidelines when we say, Ein Oimin Leodom Chatei Bishil Shiyiske Chavecha. But certainly there are, according to most Rishonim, this would not be a case where we would say, Chatei Bishil Shiyiske Chavecha. In addition, Rav Chaim Meisa says that he has a ha'ara, parenthetical remark that he says, you know, if we say, according to Tosis, that the Geiris Mizmana says, that Geiris really needs smuchim, and that Geiris Mizmana says, based on Shlichusayo Ko Avdinon, so then possibly we could say that the Geiris is only Derabonon, she remains a Goya, she remains a Nochris, Mida Eraisa, and she only becomes a Giyoris Mida Rabbanon, so then there won't be an Issa of, there won't be an Issa Nida, because she's, Nida doesn't apply by a Nochris, by a non-Jewish woman. Nida only applies by a Jewish woman. So then the Issa Koris Machmas Nida would not apply. But that would only work if you say that the Svar of Geiris Bizman Azeh is based on Shlichusayu Ka'av Dinon. Then she would be a Giyoris Mida Rabbanon, but a Goya Mida Eraisa, so there would be no Issa Nida. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Rabbeinu Nasanel, and Tosis in Kiddushin, who say that you don't need Smuchin at all by Geirus, based on the Doros Eichem, so then the Geirus today for sure is Do Eraisa. According to Nesivis as well, he doesn't mention this, but according to Nesivis as well, Shulchosayu Kavdina is also a Din Doiraisa, so she's a Giyoris Midoiraisa. So then there would be an Issa of Nida. So you're not gaining anything by asking Bezdin to be over the Issa Drabon and Chatei with an Issa Kal, Bichdei Sheyiske Chavercha, he's still going to be over an Issa of Koreis. In addition, this Rav Chaim Meisa also doesn't mention, but we've pointed out that there's an Arsameach and other Achroinim who say that if the basis of the Geirus is Shlichusayu Ko Avdinon, and if the Bezdin is doing a Geirus which is not proper, they're not supposed to be doing it, right? Because in Mekablim L'Shem Yishus, possibly there would be a Svara of that they're not Shlichusayu. You can't apply Shlichusayu because then you can't say they're Shluchim de Kamoi because they would never be appointed to do a Geirus if they're not doing it properly according to Halacha. So then the whole Geirus would be null and void anyway. But he's not holding that Svara. But that's what the Ursa Meir says. So basically Rav Chaim Meisa at this point of the tshuva says b'di'eved the Geirus will be a Geirus, but Bezdin is not supposed to be Megaya this woman, this Nochris that he married civilly because it's L'shem. L'shem issues. But then at the very end of the tshuva, and that's what Rabbi Yunya mentioned yesterday, we hadn't done this part of the tshuva, but he mentioned that the hanhoga of many bote dinim today is that they are megayer l'shem issues. They are megayer l'shem issues based on the Achiezer, based on the tshuva sarambam that the Achiezer quotes, and based on the tshuva of the Ursa Meir. I didn't know the tshuva of the Ursa Meir. That there was such a tshuva, but then I found it. Michoel Avadia gave me this sefer that has, I wish he would have given to me a month ago, that has all the tshuvas, a collection of all the tshuvas on Hilchos Geirus, everything. So I was able to find the Ursa Meir. So Rav Chaim Meisa says he says that a non-Jewish woman who married a Jew in a civil ceremony, and now she wants to be Megaya and to get married with Chup and Kedushin, and she wants to raise the children, that the children should be raised as Jews. And so what do we say? Should the Beis Din be Megayer her under these circumstances? In addition, there's a danger that the husband threatened that he'll become a Mishumot if the Beis Din won't be Megayer her. Become a Mishumot, he'll become a Christian, right? And so what does the Beis Din do under circumstances like this? Can we be Mater L'chatchila? So he quotes a Tuf Tam Vadas, Rav Shlomo Kluge. The Rav Shlomo Kluge was matir under these types of extreme circumstances where there's a danger that sheyetzu l'tarvus roa, that they'll go off the derech of Torah. So he was matir. He gave a kula based on a halacha and based on the truva of a marik. And then the Achiezer says. The Achiezer says that the yesod of this is the tshuva of Rambam. The Rambam has a tshuva about a bochor who had bought a non-Jewish woman and was living with her, basically. And she became his servant, his slave. And I guess it was during the Middle Ages that when the Rambam lived and when they had slavery, and he bought her as a slave and he was living with her. They were over in Nisa Yichud, constantly over in Nisa Yichud. And the question was whether what the Beis Din asked the Rambam, I gave you the Tshuvas HaRambam, they asked the Rambam, what should they do? Should they chase her out of his house? Or should they force him at least to be meshachre her, and that she'll be megayer, and then he'll marry her? So the Rambam said that although there is a din of niton, once he was living together, he was living with a shivcha, and then he was meshachre. That's an issa derabbanan of niton, and here the gerus, there would also be a gerus l'shem issues. The Rambam said that mibnei takonas hashovim, it's better for the Beis Din to be megayer her and allow him to marry her. Mutav sheyochal rotev lo yochal shuman atzma. Better that he does the minimum isa than a greater isa. Right? That's a takonas hashovim, to prevent him from being over a greater isa. That is based on the Gemara at the end of Yuma. If a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, right? So first we give him, right? We give him a little bit of the soup, rather than give him the shuman, the fat, right away. You try to minimize the issa. So Rambam is using that phrase. Let's try to minimize the issa mibnei takonas hashavim. You're telling the Beis Din to do something which really is also for them. Eslasos Lashem heferu torasecha. The Rambam says, under certain circumstances, we tell the Beis Din to do that. Right? And mivnei takonas hashovim. Now, how far you go with this, where you apply this, that's Beis Din has to make that determination. But the Rambam gives the yesod that because of takonas hashovim, to prevent them from being over greater isurim and possibly going out letarvis roa, prevent them from becoming a meshumod. Right? So then, under those circumstances, the Beis Din is allowed to be Megayer, even though it's L'Shem Yishus. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan to be Megayer L'Shem Yishus. So the Rambam has the plates, he has the shoulders, broad shoulders, that he says that under certain circumstances, the Beis Din will be allowed to be over that Issa. That Issa D'Rabbanan. That's the Rambam. The Or Sameach came to this conclusion as well on his own. And then he said he found the Rambam. He found this Tshuvas HaRambam in Per Hador. And the case of the Or Sameach, I think the case of the Or Sameach was a non-Jew who was living with a Jewish woman. Right? She was a Jewish woman. They had children, so the children were Jewish. And now the question was whether he wanted to be Megayer, and they would get married with Chuppah Kedushin. So the Or Sameach, said, is the Beis Din allowed to be Megayer him? Right? It's obviously the Shem Ishus. So he gave a heta for the Bezdin to be Megayer, and he brings an interesting raya from the case of Mori Bar Rochel, right? And in the case of Mori Bar Rochel and Bava Basra was Issa Giura was a goy, and he had bia with Rochel Bas Shmuel, Rochel the daughter of Shmuel, the Amora Shmuel, and before he was Megayer. And she became pregnant, and she had a son, Mori, Rav Mori. That's the famous Mori Bar Rochel, right? That we see in different places in Shas. And in the meantime, when she was pregnant, this Issa Giura was Megayer. He was Megayer during the period of the pregnancy. Then Rav Mori was born, and it seems that Issa Giura married Rochel Bas Shmuel afterwards. They got married, so this was a case of Niton. It was the case of Niton, and it was obviously a Geiris L'shem Ishus, and so yet apparently the Beis Din did it, and the Ur Samech says from here we see that under certain circumstances it's going to be mutter, but he says, I'm not going to rely on my own opinion for something as chomer as this. He says, then he found the Tshuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam says that under certain circumstances the Beis Din is going to be allowed to be Megayer, Mishum Takonas, L'shem Ishus, Mishum Takonas Hashovim. Right? And over here he says, Ika takanto, livlad, vidido, va'o, there are a number of takonis, there are a number of benefits by doing this, and therefore it will be muta. So the Ur Samech comes to the same conclusion as the Achiezer, that under certain circumstances a geirus l'shem ishus is going to be muta. And I gave you the Tshuvas HaRambam, you should read through that. The Tshuvas HaRambam. The Chelkis Yaakov, Rab Reish from Switzerland, received the Sefer in the mail from someone named Rav Kirschbaum, Menachem Kirschbaum, who wrote a Sefer, Menachem Meshiv. And they have, in this Sefer here, Hilchos Gerim, in the Surat Aruvis, they have a long, long tshuva from the Menachem Meshiv, and in this tshuva, he wanted to be mater geirus l'shem ishus, because if they won't be mekabel them, the bezel won't be mekabel them for geirus, so then they'll go to reform. They don't do tefillah. Many of the reform don't even do tefillah. Not just that there's no kabbalos mitzvahs and that they're possible to be dayonim. There's not even a tefillah in a kosher mikvah. The kosher mikvah by conservative is a big shaila whether they have a kosher mikvah. I think the Ramesha has a number of tshuvis where the conservative gerim, they wanted to use the orthodox mikvah in the community because they don't have a mikvah and they don't have a kosher mikvah, so they wanted to go through to use the orthodox mikvah. So Ramesha was asked, is the community allowed to let them use a kosher mikvah that is owned by the Orthodox community? There are a number of tshuvas in Ramesha about that, because anyway, the geirus is not going to be a geirus, even if they're toivel in the mikvah, right? You're lacking the bezdin, you're lacking the kabbalas mitzvahs. So it's a separate shaila that Ramesha deals with. But al kol ponim, the Menachem Meshiv wanted to be matir geirim l'shem ishus, because otherwise they'll go to reform, and it won't be a geirus at all. And therefore, he wanted to be matir the Beis Din to be mekabel them l'shem ishus, because at least b'di'eved they'll be geirim, and even though the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that, and the Gemara says you have to be boidik them whether it's l'shem ishus, but since b'di'eved it'll be a geirus, it's better to do that, to be over that issa the rabbonon. In his lashon, mutav sheyochal bosa temusas v'al yochal bosa nevenas. Right? Let's try to minimize the isurim that are here, because if they'll go to reform and be megayah, so they're goyim, she remains a goya, and then there'll be not just the isurim of boyal aramis b'farhesya, but in the eyes of the community, what's going to happen is in the eyes of the community, she'll be considered to be Jewish, and then the children will be considered to be Jews, and they're really goyim, and they will marry other Jews. There are tremendous consequences because that's what happens. A conservative reform gerus, they move into a Jewish community and they present themselves as Jews. In reality, they're not Jews. And then the children get married to other Jews. And there are terrible, terrible tragedies as a result of this. Terrible tragedies. There's a story they tell about the stipler, that there was a terrible stories of it that result from these conservative and reform gerusin that are not really a gerus. There was a ben Torah who was learning in one of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a fine ben Torah. He knew how to learn, and he became a chassan. He got engaged and he was going to get married, and he wanted to get a bracha from the stipler. So he went to the stipler goyim and told him that he's going to get married, he wants a bracha, and the stipler looks at him, and he asks him, who's doing the Siddur Kiddushin? He says, my Rosh Hashiva. Who's your Rosh Hashiva? Right? He tells him the name of the Rosh Hashiva, and the stipler says, tell your Rosh Hashiva to call me immediately. So the boy was, he had no idea why. Told the Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva calls up the stipler. Stipler starts screaming on the phone. He says, you're going to be Mesadik Kedushin for a goy? This bachur who came to me is a goy. Rosh Hashiva says, no, he's not a goy. He's one of the best talmidim in the yeshiva. Right? He's a lamdin. He's a masmid. He said, he's a goy. Check into it. Well, indeed, the Rosh Hashiva checked into it. It turns out that the mother had a gerus many, many years before, and something happened. I think he was born already, and they were not megayah the child. It was not she was not muberis. He was already born. The mother was megayah, but the child was not megayah. That's the way I recall the story. So he was really a goy. But the end of the story, I think, is the end of the story had a happy ending. The bacha went ahead, and he was megayah, and they did get married. Lamaisa. But the terrible, terrible tragedies occur as a result of these type of scenarios, these type of situations. When you find out when it's very, very late that this is that the person is really not Jewish, because there was a conservative gerus on the mother, on the grandmother, and as a result of that, the boy or the girl are really not Jewish. So anyway, he wanted to this Menachem Meshiv wanted to be matir. The Chelkis Yaakov argues on him, and he says that it's not, and I want to read a few lines from the Chelkis Yaakov. He says, here it's not just a question of lechatchila, not being mekabel ageris l'shem yishus. In these situations, in most of these situations, b'di'evid the geris is not a good geris. You know why? Because the woman is megaya, right? They were living together, let's say, and the woman is megaya. Is the man shomer Torah mitzvos? Is he keeping Shabbos? Is he keeping kashrus? Right? If the man that she wants to marry is not a shomer Torah mitzvos, he's only, in the words of the Chelkis Yaakov, Yehudi Lu'umi. Right? He's a nationalistic Jew. But he's not a religious Jew. He's not religious. She's not going to have, in 99% of the cases, she's not going to have higher standards of Yiddishkeit, right, the Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs, than the man that she's going to marry. So he says, Harabonim Hayoshim Yorei HaPritzes B'mayre Ve'ruba, Western Europe. Ein Yecholim L'Ramos Sazatzman, don't delude yourselves, V'asher Yodin B'tov, V'asher Ruba D'Ruba Gerim Ka'elu, Hei Masher Nidbeku Nafshon B'Yisrael, lischaten. V'rova Yisraelim halolu heim poshim veim rotzim klal leida miyadus. The man that she wants to marry, or vice versa, are not people who are religious. They're not keeping kashru, Shabbos, nida, kol amitzes heim aleim l'mamosa. V'heim rak Yehudi lo'umi v'yodim betach asher gam hanochris asher l'maris ayim iskayeres lo tisnai klal bishum Yahadus, Mishum, Kemisha Gambaila HaYehudi HaLu'umi, Einu Yodea Klal Mizde. That's a very important point. I forgot to ask Rabbi Union yesterday how the Beis Din deals with situations like that, where a woman, a non-Jewish woman, wants to be Megayer, right? But she has to go through a course, right, of a year and a half, where she's learning all about Yiddishkeit. He also has to go through that course. He has to learn about Yiddishkeit and be Makabel Mitzvahs. Because very often, in many of the situations, he's not from at all. Right? If he's not from, so there's no chance that she's going to remain from. He has to become from. This has to be a prerequisite that, so you know, sometimes he spoke about the cases where he became a Baal Tshuva. Right, in the case where he becomes a Baal Tshuva, so that's a scenario where he is from now. But in cases where the Chelkas Yaakov is talking about cases where the man is not from, so what kind of geirus is that? Right, she's not going to be frumer than him. There are cases. There are. Your very unique cases where the geirus is mekariv the man, and he becomes from. He wasn't from, but because she has a passion for Yiddishkeit, so he also became from. But ruba de ruba of the cases, that's not the situation. So that's what the Chelkas Yaakov says, that this geirus is like the geirus of Kutim, of Geri Arayis. Geri Arayis, right? They continued doing all the averis, right, worshipping Avodah Zorah, and therefore it's not a geirus. So she's not going to start with Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Mishpacha if the man himself is not from at all. And this Menachem Meshi brought the Tuv Tam Vodas that the Achiezer quotes, that that we're matir l'shem Yishus under certain circumstances. So the Chelkas Yaakov says, yes, we're matir l'shem Yishus when we know that they're going to have a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's going to be a serious commitment to mitzvahs, but the motivation is l'shem Yishus. But if there's not going to be any Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so then the Tuv Tam Vodas never said that. Never was make a l'shem Yishus. That's the bottom line. There has to be that serious Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the Chelkas Yaakov. Let's do the Tshuva Ramosha. Right? This is such a fascinating Tshuva Ramosha. What I was nispoiled from this Tshuva Ramosha about the last 2 days of Pesach, because how Ramosha comes up with rayas from Gemaris, right, that no one would ever think of. You have to be a goyim like Ramosha. That, you know, the four different reasons that he gives why the geirus is a good geirus, b'di'eved. Why it's a good geirus, but how Reb Moshe was able to analyze each and every tam that he gives and bring a raya for it, I was nispoil. And it's interesting, the more you learn and keep on finding more tshuvas of Reb Moshe about geirus, it's not only Yoredei and Evan Ezra, he also has tshuvas about geirus. And they're all connected. They're all interrelated. They're all the tshuvas of Ramesha. And you see, it's Divrei Torah, aniyim b'mokam echad v'ashirim b'mokam acher. In one tshuva, he'll explain himself a little bit more than he does in another tshuva. But there's really a common theme that Ramesha has running through all of the tshuvas. And remember the question that we discussed the other day about Milo Tovla L'Nidusa? Right, Reb Moshe's kasha about how that was a good geirus, because after all, she's not allowed to live with an eved, so it's like chutz midova echad. So Reb Moshe discusses this kasha in four different tshuvas, not just in two tshuvas. I keep on finding it. And the new Chuvis, where he discusses the Kasha and he gives various answers. Okay, so let me just go through the major points of the Tshuva Simin Kuf Ches. So the case was, this woman was Megaya, and she was very, very sincere about her Kabbalah's mitzvahs, except she was concerned, the Geirus took place right before Pesach, and she didn't have the courage at this point of time not to go into work on the last days of Pesach. Apparently the first days of Pesach she had off, but the last days of Pesach she had probably had a good job, and if she wouldn't go into work, she was afraid she would lose that job. So she said years later, she claimed that at the time when she was Toivil, she had the intention of going into work on the last days of Pesach in order not to lose her parnosa, but she was muchzok over the years for all of her neighbors and everyone who knew her that she's a shomer Torah or mitzvahs, but she was concerned that since she had such a machshava at the time of the tefillah, at the time of the geirus, that maybe it invalidated her geirus. And that was the shayla that she asked to Reb Moshe. Is her geirus valid? Right? Geirus valid or not? So, Reb Moshe Paskin, it's a valid geirus. She was mekabel mitzvah bifnei bezdin. And even though chutz midova echod, Reb Moshe says, is not a geirus b'dieved, right? It's not a geirus b'dieved. It's not going to apply in this case. So we've seen other tshuvas of Reb Moshe where we saw a stira between two tshuvas. And one tshuva in Kuvav, Reb Moshe says that chutz midova echad is a good geirus b'dieved. And in other tshuvas, Reb Moshe says it's not a good geirus b'dieved. Right? We saw another tshuva in Yeredeya. This tshuva is Toshin Lamites. This is a later tshuva. This is a later tshuva where Reb Moshe proves that it's not a geirus b'dieved, chutz midova echad. So the Reb Moshe starts the tshuva saying, now if it would really be chutz midova echad, that she wants to, she's not mekabel yontiv completely, she intends to work this one time on yontiv, so that wouldn't be a good geirus b'dieved. And Reb Moshe explains the reason for that. Why is chutz midova echad not a good geirus b'dieved? Why?
It implies that you're picking and choosing, so it's not really...
It's not a Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be across the board. It has to be everything. You can't... Even if you leave out one thing, that's not considered to be a Kabbalah's mitzvah, because you have to be willing to surrender yourself to the Tzivu Yav Hashem and completely be Mekabel mitzvah. So Reb Moshe says... It won't be a good geirus b'dieved, even though the Loshon HaGemara in Bechayris is ein mikablim, when he's megaya chutz midova echad, that means b'dieved. And Reb Moshe proves it. He proves it here that from two rayas. One raya is from the Gemara there in Bechayris also uses such a Loshon by Kabbalas Chaverus, right? To be mekabel that you're a chaver, and therefore you have certain nemonis, legabe chulin betahara, right? So if it's chutz midova echad, ein mekablim also. And the Rambam says, ein mekablim also, that even b'dieved, it doesn't work. You don't have that nemonis of a chaver. And so too, the Gemara in Bechayris also says about a kohen. A kohen who's mekabel, the halachas of kohuna, chutz midova echad, that there's one halacha of kohuna, one din in the avoda, one din in matnas kahuna, that he's not able, he's not willing to be mekabel. So then, ein mekablin also. We don't accept him as a, kohen, meaning that we're not going to let him do the avoda, we're not going to give him matnas kahuna. So you see, it's a din b'dieved. So even though we use the lashon ein mekablin also, that's not a din lachatchila. It's a din b'dieved. So chutz midova echad bageirus is not going to work even b'dieved. Even b'dieved. And therefore Reb Moshe says, Reb Moshe, he raises the issue. If chutz midova echa doesn't work even b'dieved, then it shouldn't work if, let's say, the ger is mekabel everything, but they say that for 1 month I'm not mekabel one mitzvah. Right? La'achazman, after 1 month, I'm going to be mekabel it. But now I can't be. Now I can't be mekabel it. So la'achazman. That's also not a kabbalah, because the kabbalah's mitzvah has to be when. Has to be now, bishas ha-tvila, bishas ha-geirus. You can't say, well, I'll do the tvila first, and then afterwards I'll be mekabel the mitzvahs. It has to be bishas ha-geirus, bishas ha-tvila. And Rav Moshe proves that. He says, you see from the whole Seder, the Seder that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down, in terms of geirus, first there's kabbalas mitzvahs, then mila u-tvila. That has to be in that order. We know that by mila and tvila is a machloikis, if you reverse the order, machloikis rishonim, whether it works. But as far as kabbalas mitzvahs, the kabbalas mitzvahs has to be before the tvila. So if she was kabbal all mitzvahs, chutz midova echad, and then was toivil, and then later on she'll be mekabel that dova echad, that's not considered to be a valid geirus. So therefore, the kasha, the shayla is a really good shayla. Yes.
I was wondering. It sounds like in the case is that she accepted that she had kabbalah before Mezin, and then right before the tefillah, someone scared her, and then she said right before the tefillah, she decided that she was going to do that. So why? Maybe kabbalah could be different, because you could say that the kabbalah before Mezin was completely sincere. Then there was a lapse in between that
tefillah. It all depends what happens bishas tefillah. If somebody was mekabel, all mitzvahs been bested, and then a week later they do the tefillah, and then they start having tzveikis, and you know, maybe I don't want to be mekabel this. It doesn't matter what they said to bezdin. At bishas tefillah, that's why there's another kabbalas mitzvah at the time of tefillah, right? Modi noso bishas tefillah. So that's the gemar hageris. There has to be that full-fledged kabbalas mitzvah by the time of the tefillah. And that's what she was concerned about, right? And even though, right, on the last days of Yontav, right, she went in, how does Rav Moshe describe it? She took two tokens and she tried to avoid writing. She tried to avoid doing any kind of real malacha. Right, but so she tried her best, but still there was no kabbalah as far as those last two days of Yontif. So Rav Moshe says, notwithstanding that this is what she thought, right, and that if you suspend your kabbalah mitzvahs till after the tefillah, it's not considered to be a kabbalah mitzvah. In this case, she's a full-fledged geyores, right? And Rav Moshe gives four reasons, right? First reason, what's the first reason of Rav Moshe? Let's go through these four different reasons. First reason of Rav Moshe?
That her family, she hasn't been Yakir.
What?
She hasn't been Yakir about her family.
Right, she has no nemonis, basically. To tell us that, 10 years later, this was 10 years later, she has no nemonis to tell us that she really was not mikabel this mitzvah. She has no nemonis vis-a-vis her husband, and no nemonis vis-a-vis her children. Vis-a-vis the children, it would be a din of yakir, right? She doesn't have nemonis of yakir, as we learned in the sugya, right? Because if she's saying, I'm really a goyo, lidvarecha akumato, so you have no nemonis of yakir, right? As far as the children. What about as far as the husband? Why don't we say shavya nafshei chaticha the isura, that she's also to the husband? So that's because she's mishubad labayla. Mishubad labayla. What about other things? So let's say shavya nafshei chaticha the isura. She's saying, I'm a goya. So there are other things as far as touching wine, as far as other halachits that would be affected. Doing shchita if she would be a shoichei, right? So why don't we say shavya nafshei chaticha the isura? So Rav Moshe says, as far as that, as far as the other things which are only nogeya personally to her, so then we can say, but you know, she's been living as a Jewish woman and she's been miloy tovla nidusa, right? She's been toivel for nidus many, many times over. So therefore, once she had the kabbalas mitzvahs that she's going to keep yontiv completely, so that tvila that she does after that, l'nidusa can count for a tefillah of geirus. Yeah.
Didn't we see Rav Moshe say that Bezin was ma'akir b'tefillah?
That Bezin was what?
Ma'akir b'tefillah.
Ma'akir by the tefillah. You mean not to use the Anan Sahade, not to use the Anan Sahade, because Bezin Mamish has to be in the room and they have to see.
Yeah, Rav Moshe did say that. We saw that Shuva. And so Anan Sahade, Yediya, does not, Rav Moshe holds, does not work. From the other Shuva. Okay, let me think about that. What? Yeah, but he's asking, Rav Moshe in another tshuva disagrees, and he says, not only is it, it's not even sufficient for them to be in the next room, right, where they can even hear her dunking, immersing herself. They have to mamish be, has to be in the room where and actually see. They actually have to see. Right, right, yeah. But he's asking, and Rav Moshe seems to be contradicting. We do see that there are contradictions sometimes in Rav Moshe's Truvis. We have seen it ourselves in terms of Chutz Midova Echot, right? And it's very interesting because there's another Truva that we'll be doing, the Truva Nevena Ezer, which is an earlier Truva than the other Truvis, where he also holds that Chutz Midova Echot is Ma'akid B'di'evet. So, like, Rav Moshe has four different Truvis at least where he talks about Chutz Midova Echot. Three of them he says is ma'akiv b'di'evet, and in one of them he says not ma'akiv b'di'evet. I don't know how to resolve this. I have to call family members and maybe they can explain. The answer probably will be, well, Rav Moshe changed his mind, but he's changing from before, to then and afterwards, and then he changed back again. That's a little strange. Okay, but he says so. That's the first reason she has no nemon. The second reason, and this we saw yesterday. Right? We pointed this out yesterday. What's Rav Moshe's second reason why the Geirus is valid? Dvarim Shebalei Veino Dvarim. Dvarim Shebalei, there's no Umdanu Demuchach that she thought not to be Mekabel the Isser of Yontiv. Right? Dvarim Shebalei Veino Dvarim. So Rav Moshe, we pointed out that the Achiezer holds that by Geirus Dvarim Shebalei have a Dvarim. And Rav Moshe disagrees that Dvarim Shebalei Veino Dvarim by Geirus, and even though Rav Moshe says further, he doesn't leave any stones unturned. That's just so amazing. Rav Moshe thinks of everything when he writes this. Even if there would be people who would know that she actually went to work on Pesach, on the last days of Pesach. Right? That's not going to be a hochocho. Maybe we should say it's megala lemafreya, that she was never mekabel the isur of yontiv, because a few weeks later she went to work on the last days of Pesach. He says, no, that's not a hochocho brura, that originally she was not mekabel. Maybe she was mekabel everything, and then later on she had a yetzer hara because of the fear of losing the job to go in the last days of Yontav. But there's no hochocha, the fact that even if people would know, some people didn't even know that she worked the last days of Yontav. She was the one who revealed it to people, who disclosed it later on. But even if they would know, her friends would know that she went into work the last days of Yontav, but that's not going to be a hochocha brura to be megala lemafreya retroactively that she never was mekabel the Issa of Yonta. And here's where Rav Moshe says, where he talks about the Nishay Shlomo and Shimshin, right? Where the Rambam seems to be soiser himself. They were Megaya, l'shem Shulchan Melochim, or l'shem Ishus. There was an ulterior motive, right? And the Rambam writes about them, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to be Megaya, right? So how were they Megaya? Why were they able to be Megaya? You know what? Let me hold off on this. Let me leave this because this gets off on a whole tangent, a whole other discussion. So, but that's Rav Moshe's second reason. Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Then Rav Moshe gives a third reason, right? A third reason, which is mamish and iluyis, ingenious, right? What's Rav Moshe's third reason? Why is it Aligerus? What? Not l'teyovin. You see, it's not the same as Reb Chaim Moshe. This is very important to realize. It's not the same as Reb Chaim Moshe. Reb Chaim Moshe said of Chiddush that if you have formed, there's a formal Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but we know that they're going to be over afterwards l'teyovin because they have a desire, right? So then he said that's not ma'akiv in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That was a tremendous Chiddush. What's Ramosha? Ramosha is saying differently. Yes. What?
It's only if you're master on Hashem Kazim Torah.
No, no, that was Ruchaim Eiza. That's Ruchaim Eiza. No, what does Ramosha say?
She's not going to be able to.
What? When the Nisoyin is too great, when it's such a big Nisoyin that you're not able to be Mekabel that, right? Only because of the Nisoyin. In theory, you're Mekabel. But it's such a Nisoyin, such a big Nisoyin, that many, many people are not able to pass that test, that trial and tribulation, that Nisoyin, right? So then that does not detract from the Kabbalah. Ramosha gives the example, if somebody would be Mekabel mitzvahs, he Mekabel all mitzvahs, but he says to the Bezin, I know that if I have a Nisoyin, a Yehoi Val Yavor, right, where I'm a chuyiv to be Moisa Nefesh, I'm not going to be able to pass that Nisoyin. The Ramosha says that's considered to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because it's such a big Nisoyin that everyone has such a, it's very, very difficult. So that's not a chisorin in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. A person will say to the Bezin, I'm a Kabbal the Yis of Loshen Hara. But I know I'm not going to be able to refrain from speaking Lashon Hara. Chazal say Hakol Ba'avach Lashon Hara. Everybody speaks Lashon Hara. So does that mean that's not a, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs? No, it's just such a Nisoyan that people, rove people, are not able to overcome that Nisoyan. That's not a chisorin in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because you really want to be, there's a real rotzen to be Mekabel mitzvahs. It's just that the nisoyin is too great. I'm not capable of overcoming that nisoyin. Ramosha brings three rayas to this. It's a tremendous chiddush, right? But it's an insight that Ramosha had, and he brings three rayas. What are his rayas? First raya, Matan Torah. Not everyone at Matan Torah was an Avram Avinu who was able to go through the Nisyonis, right? Of Mesiras Nefesh, the Akedah, the Kivshon HaEish, right? And be able to overcome those Nisyonis. Not yet that was a Kabbalah's mitzvah at the time of Matan Torah. Second Raya. What? Shemishus. Ageris L'Shemishus L'Shem Shulchan Malachim. We don't assume that these people who have ulterior motives are going to be willing to be Moisa Nefesh to die al Kiddush Hashem. And yet it's a good Geiris, v'di'evet, because it's such a great Nisoyin, that does not detract from the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Third Raya, very interesting, I'm just amazed how Ramosha comes up with these insights. Right? What's the third Raya?
Rus.
Bashet Tomusi Omus. Right? What is it? Had the Chazal darshan basheto musi omus? Arba Mises Bezdin, right? Arba Mises Bezdin. So, Rus, Anomi was telling Rus some difficult things, right? That maybe she'll change her mind about going through with the Geirus or continuing as a Geiris, right? So she said, Arba Mises Bezdin. It's very easy to avoid Arba Mises Bezdin. Even if you're Mechalu Shabbos and do other Averus, right? Just make sure there's no Hasro, there's no Edim around, right? The Bezdin, the Gemara Makis, a Bezdin that killed once in 70 years was a Bezdin Chablonis, because it's very easy, really, to get out of Mises Bezdin, to avoid it. Right? So why did Chazal darshan that? Why did they darshan Bashet Tomusi Yomus? They're a Dinah Yehoi Vayavor, that you have to be Moisa Nevi, you have to give up your life. Right? So, and maybe that's part of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Ramosha says, because Chazal realized that even if she would say, or Naomi realized, even if she would say, no, I can't, I don't have the capability of Yehoring Va'al Yavar, that would not detract from the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it's such a Nisoyin Godel. Mimela, Ramosha says, and then we see from here that a Nisoyin Godel, that if the ger is not able to be mekabel, that nisoyin gadol, that is not a chisorin in Kabbalah's mitzvah. Mimelo, we know the halacha is by a lav, right? But in order to avoid being over a lav, what's the halacha? What do you have to give up? To avoid a lav?
All your money.
All your money. Everything you have. Every penny that you have. Right? By an assay, a mitzvah assay, what's the din?
20%.
20%. Chaymish. But by a lav, you have to give up everything that you own to avoid the lav, right? To avoid them. So what would happen if a person would say, and a ger would say, I'm not able to give up all my money in order to be over a lav. I'm not able to give up all my money. It's too big a nisayin for me. So Rav Moshe says, that's not going to be a chisorin in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it's such a big nisayin. It's a big nisayin for even an FFB, right? Someone who was born from. It's a big nisayin. So that's not going to be a chisorin in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mimela, that's what she was worried about. She would lose her parnosa. Losing a job is like giving up all your money. You're giving up your parnosa. So that's a nisoyen godo. And therefore, even if we would know that, even if she would have said in Bezdin that I'm not able, I'm mekabel everything, but I have to work these last 2 days of Pesach because otherwise I'm afraid that I'll lose my job, right? Which is like giving up all of my money, my whole parnosa. So that's considered to be, that would not be a chisorin in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs for Moshe, because it's nisoyen godo. Just like Yehoring Vayav. Yes.
What's the chiluk between Afiezer and
Moshe? Oh, what's the chiluk?
Extent of what? Isn't
Teyavon the same? Yeah, L'Teyavon is... That means you want to do an Avera L'Teyavon because you have pleasure, you have a desire for it. Over here, it's Nisoyin Godel for everybody. For instance, a person says, you know, I'm used to eating... A ger says, I'm used to eating cheeseburgers, McDonald's cheeseburgers, right? I'm used to eating that. And it's going to be very, very hard to give that up, right? That's Latei Oven. Because it's something, it's not an Isoyan Godol. There are substitutes, there are other things. So you have a Parovit cheeseburger. There are other things. That's not an Isoyan Godol. What's an Isoyan Godol? Yehorig Vayavar is an Isoyan Godol. For Rov Ha'olam, for Rov B'nei Odom, it's an Isoyan Godol. 99% of the people, it'll be a tremendous Nisoyan, right? And same thing, giving up your Panosa. It's Nisoyin Godol, even for people who are Mushlom and they're tzaddikim and they're Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. It's Nisoyin Godol. You have to measure what's a Nisoyin Godol. So that's what Reb Moshe is saying. He's limiting it. Dafka Nisoyin, not taiva, Nisoyin. So it's very different than the Achiezer. Achiezer was saying that if you mekabel all mitzvahs, right, but you have taivis. So there's a Kabbalah there, theoretically, but your taivis, you can't overcome your taivis. That's not Nisoyin Godol, right? That's not Nisoyin Godol. So you have to, you know, it has to be determined by the best. If a certain situation is considered to be a Nisoyin Godol. Ramesh gives us two scenarios of Nisoyin Godol, and therefore there is a real Kabbalah mitzvah. The fourth argument that Ramesh presents, why it's a valid gerus, right? And this fourth argument really clarifies what Ramesh said in another tshuva. It's a little bit different. He explains it a little bit differently, but if you have, you know, like a few words of explanation can clarify the whole issue, right? He says, what's the fourth reason? So fourth reason, huchsako, cheskas hanhoga. Cheskas hanhoga among all of her friends and her neighbors, that she's a giyoris, she's mekabel, she's shomer Torah u'mitzvis, right? And therefore, Rav Moshe says that the fact that she was not mekabel one mitzvah, right, the issa of yontiv, so that cannot be mevatel the gerus, which is based on the cheskas hanhoga. Cannot be mevatel. Rav Moshe once again raises the kasha from the Gemara Daf Mem Hei, right, about the eved. Why isn't that chutz midova echad? And here again, he gives that same teretz that we saw, and he gives the same teretz in another tshuva Nevena Ezra as well. Cheskas hanhoga. When you're dealing with cheskas hanhoga, and that we see the Cheskas Hanhoga, I just want to point out though, you have the tshuva? The tshuva on page 3 of the Ramesh's tshuva, where he explains it a little better than we saw in the other tshuva. It's on Daf Shin Nun Dalid, Ramesh says, Mukhrochim. It's about a third of the way down. Mukhrochim loimar, to answer the kasha from Daf Memhei. The Masha Nechshavo Mikabeles HaMitzvahs Ayidei Yisnagusa Bedina Yisrael Shenischaske Bozeh Shuri Inuha B'Masero. We saw her keeping mitzvahs. So Ein Tzorech Shenirah Shemekayemes Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah B'Yichud. We don't have to see her keeping all the mitzvahs. Sagi, we were saying Mekayemes Mitzvahs Regilus, the regular common mitzvahs, right? The Rambam said Nida Hafrosh Haschala, right? She's davening and so on. So here Moshe clarifies one point. The fact that she's going to marry an Eved, the community did not know that he's an Eved. They didn't know he's an Eved. She knew he was an Eved. Maybe she knew. Maybe even she didn't know he's an Eved. But the community for sure did not know that he's an Eved. And that's common, that they might not know his status. V'chazoka lo shayach kol kach shetisbatel. Once you establish v'chazoka, cheskas chanhoga, it's very difficult to be mavatel, to undermine that chazoka. Da'af she'echod noda mizeh lo nodu kulhu, sh'lochei nishar ha'chazoka b'toikvo, yesh lo din giyoyre she'kiblo kol ha'mitzvot. There's a chazoka, that she is a giyoyre, that she was mekabel all of the mitzvot, so now when the community finds out that her husband is really an Eved, right? So they saw that at least 30 days and possibly for years she's keeping all the mitzvahs. And then they find out later on that her husband is really an Eved, right? So she has a din of a Giyara, Shechoto Bishkoga below Yediya. Kigon called Ger HaMitzgaya Sherov Dinim, right? A Ger doesn't know most of the halachis. So he does have Davis Bishkoga because he doesn't know the halachis, right? He don't teach him everything. We saw that. Hodos mitzvahs is not ma'akev, and even if he learned some of the mitzvahs, he certainly hasn't learned, right, most of the mitzvahs, most of the halachis, and therefore he will be choyte bishkoga. Umimela ira sheger yavor harbe yisurim chamurim. Ach shohoye shayach levata lageris midin tos. Maybe we should say, though, that the whole Geirus is bitos. Why? Because if she had known that it's also to marry an Eved, right? It's a Bas Yisrael cannot marry an Eved. So it's bitos. She would not have been Mikabel. She would not have been Mizgayim. She lo hoisa yadash shasur lo Eved lo hoisa shomeres dinei atayra klal liyosas bozeh giyoyres. So Ramesha says that Chazok is established. Why? Because the community sees her keeping mitzvahs. The community does not know that she's living with an Eved. They don't know that. They don't know that he's an Eved. Right? And so maybe we should say, so the Chazok is established, but maybe we should say that the whole Geirus is null and void because it's bitos. Because had she known that you have to be mekabel the yisov lo yeh kodesh, she wouldn't have been mekabel it, right? And therefore the geirus should be betos. It should uproot. It should undermine the geirus. Ramesha says, and it's a chiddush of Ramesha, that to'us cannot be mevatel a geirus that's based on chazoka. To'us can be mevatel a geirus that's based just based on a kabbalah, through amira, through dibur. But it cannot be mevata legerus that's based on cheskas hanhoga. Cheskas hanhoga is very, very strong. It's like a mitzius. It's like a reality. It's like facts on the ground, right? Facts on the ground that the gerus was a gerus, and therefore a toz cannot be mevata that. And the toz can be mevata kinyonim, it can be mevata kedushin, mekav toz, kedushe toz. But when you have a cheskas hanhoga that in the eyes of the community they saw her being shein v'toyro mitzvahs, the fact that possibly later on we find out that there was a to'us in one aspect of the that she didn't know that it was a that he was an eved and she was oiver b'shoyge, that cannot be mevatel the geirus that's based on cheskas hanhoga. It's a chiddush of Ramesha. I find it to be a very big chiddush. But then Ramesha makes that distinction in the other tshuva. He said it's a difference between a geirus that's based on cheskas hanhoga then tolls cannot be mevatalin, but a geirus that's based on just a kabbalah in bezdin and the through amira, but without the cheskas hanhoga, that tolls can be mevatal. Yes.
I think, but as far as the woman herself is concerned, only one of the answers is good, because even if you say, well, only as far as that she's not neman and cheskas hanhoga doesn't matter. So like only she's worried about her. Still worried about like what's going to happen with her kids and everything. She's worried about, am I a Jew or not?
Oh yeah, so no, all the answers are good. They're all good answers for her, because even if she really did think that, and even if she would have said it, right? The third answer, Ramesha, right? Nisoyin Gadol. That's not a chisorin in your Kabbalah.
No, I'm saying all the answers in this fourth answer and the first answer, they're both talking about how if she's them on, let's say on her kids or on her husband, whatever. But that's not going to help her, because she wants, I'm saying, that would still be...
No, but it helps her also, because...
It to help her as well, as
her. The first answer will help her as well, because Ramesh said, Milo Tovlo Nidusa, so she had a tefillah later on, after she was Mikabel, never to work again on Yontif. So that, and then she had a tefillah afterwards, Lenidus, so that works. So that will help her. All of them help her, because you can't invalidate such a gerus. Based on these four reasons, so.
You said, remember saying that even though this chazas mahaga that we're basing on, no, let's say for us, if we're dealing, so we could say, okay, we know that we're going to be knowing that she's not a goya, but
yeah.
Objectively speaking,
it's only for her also, yeah, for her, she has to be knowing. She's a Ramesha telling you, don't have any qualms, any sakas that. In your geirus, the geirus is 100% valid. That's how he ends off the tshuva. Lachein ba'uvda zu shehusa kol the shomeres Torah, shemekayemes kol mitzvos haTorah mitzad hayediyah shereyin oisa medakdekes b'shmir Shabbos v'yontov ma'od b'dil gadol. She was very medaktic in mitzvos. Lo mispatels b'shul amiros al tefilos adov v'shiyistor achazoka. The fact that she says something that is going to be soisa that chazoka. Right, that cheska san hoga doesn't work. Va'adayin afshiyesh lechalek lo mistabel lechalek kol kach adayin tzorich yom betamzeh. The fourth reason, Ramesha is not 100% convinced about. Amol ledina ain sovim she giyaris gemura mitayim mihurishayim. Giyaris gemura based on the first three reasons. Mitzad etzam achet ka'osas a tshuva gemura gamovel kama yom kippur kvanis gapelo. She's worried about that avera that she worked. She did some kind of malacha on the last 2 days of Yontav. She did tshuva. She had many Yom Kippurim to be mechaper on that. It's an amazing tshuva. Just amazing. I'm spoiled from this tshuva of Ramesha. Ramesha, tomorrow maybe we'll spend a little bit of time on the tshuva Nevena Ezra that I gave you, that where he talks about there's one scenario of the shame issues which does not work even b'di'evad. What is that? We know that the gerus is the shame issues does not work even b'di'evad.
There's
a
much uglier in mind to actually do the mitzvah shem shemayim.
What?
You don't have the shem shemayim.
No. I mean, it's obvious that it can't. The obvious that it can't work because it's chutz midova echad. Anybody know what that is?
Koyin
marrying a geirus. If a koyin married a non-Jewish woman and now she wants to be megayer in order to marry this koyin with chup and kiddushin, so that's not going to work. That's chutz midova echad. That's much worse than the case of Nitan and Nisa Deiraisa. For a Geiris to marry a Kohen, that's a Nisa Deiraisa. What's the Issa of a Geiris marrying a Kohen?
Mm.
Why is she also to a Kohen? What?
Zona.
It's a Nisa Zona. According to the Rambam, it's a Nisa Zona. According to the Raivin, it's a Nisa of Besuli Mizera Yisrael. It's not a Nisa Zona, but the... unless she mamish was a zoyna when she was a yeris, but even if she would be megaya less than the age of 3, then she couldn't be a zoyna. There's still mizera besula mizera Yisrael, I think the rabbi says. So the chutz midova echad. That's mamish chutz midova echad, and such a geirus cannot work even b'di'evit. Moshe has a number of tshuvas about that. There's one of the tshuvas is to Rabbi Sitrin was the Chabad, one of the Chabad rabbis here in Los Angeles, was the Chabad rabbi in Berkeley. This is Simon Kuf Zayin, right before the Tshuva Kuf Ches. He was a rabbi in Berkeley, California, in Berkeley campus. And so he had a shayla about this, about the Giyoris with the Kohen. And Ramesha said over there, just very briefly, he's Mayrich in the Tshuva in Evan HaEzer, but over there, very, very briefly, he said at the end of the Tshuva, Vadei Tzricha Geirus, Acheres Lifnei Bezen, she had a conservative Geirus. So he says, that's nothing. She needs a Geirus in front of a Bezen Kosher. Kabbalah's mitzvah, Shem Kola mitzvah, Shilotirza, the Kabbalah mitzvah, Isuro li noselakoy in any giyaris, the velokiba la filodovech, and ain't again. Right? She won't be mekabel, the iso of the giyaris to a koyin. So then that's not a valid giyaris, that's chutz midova echad. And once again, when Moshe's paskening over here, chutz midova echad bidiyared doesn't work. There's only one tshuva in which Ramesha says that chutz midova echad is ain't mekabelim also lechatchila, but bidiyared it works. Every other tshuva that Ramesha has, chutz midova echad, is even b'di'evit, it's not a valid geirus because it's not that's not Kabbalah, that's not defined as Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay? So for tomorrow, you can start off looking at that Tshuva Neven as a Simen Dalet. I want to discuss the Rambam a little bit about the Nishe Shlomo, right? With that part of Reb Moshe, how he's Masbir the Rambam. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Drachmin. The Rabbi Sherman's tshuva about the years of Rav Drachman, and then maybe if we have time, I'll talk a little bit about the Geirus of Matan Torah, the beautiful piece in the Rav that the Rav has on the Hari Kedem about the Geirus of Matan Torah. Okay. That's the big question, right? How will we relate to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov who in Megaya Matan Torah Gershon is Gaya to Kotten Shanoi Ladomi? So we're not related anymore to the others, right? To the others and the Imam. And also I want you to think about, and I didn't forget about the vegetarian, right? I want you to think about the vegetarian. Can a Bezdin be Mekabel a vegetarian for, right, for Gerus? What are there any problems in doing that? Okay? So we'll try to cover all of this tomorrow.
I was going to send their shayla to Rav Moshe and send it to the Rebbe. He sent his shayla to
Rav
Moshe instead of the Rebbe.